everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Reality Is. As always, it's Noor, and I'm here with my brother, as promised, to talk about traitors.
Traitors.
Now, if you listen to the episodes with my brother, you will know that I've been harassing him to watch the show, and he was like, what is the show? Blah, blah, blah. Stupid. The Last Dance. Listen. Why don't you tell everybody how you consume this television show, Traitors, season two?
And, you know, have you watched Traitors season one?
Of course.
Oh, you have? So yeah. How come you didn't tell me about, was season one as good as season two?
Yes. The best thing about season one was that they also had, like, regular people, normies, a bunch of normal people.
Uh-huh.
And... you know, my favorite thing about Traitors is that everyone's a dumbass. And the normies were especially just like the dumbest people in the world. So that also made it like a different type of fun. But yeah, I watched, so of course, real, anything that's on the cock, I'm going to watch it.
The cock. So my experience with this was that I was like, all right, the first episode, I'll start it. Because you keep harassing me, right? And right off the bat, I was like, well, Scotland is beautiful. And you know I've been a Scotland bitch since Braveheart came out.
Of course.
I love seeing Scotland. And yeah. Then I was like, okay, well, Alan Cummins is in it. And he is having a great time. He looks amazing.
Yeah.
I think what sold me is the way that he says traitors.
It's so stupid.
It's so perfect, right? So first episode, I was like, all right, well, let's see how it is. At the end of like the episode, I was like, well, I kind of want to see what happens in the second episode. I was like, I'll watch two. I have the rest of the weekend to watch the rest. And then I just sat there and I watched all four episodes in one sitting. That was my Friday night. Now, to be fair, I'm very, very sick. So, you know, I was loopy and I was just having a great time. What a show.
Yeah, it's so good. I just love that, like, it's so dramatic. I love all the drone shots. I love Alan Cummins. It's actually Alan Cumming. I don't think it's Alan Cummins. I don't know why I keep saying that.
I think it's Alan Cummins, right? Isn't it Cummins?
You know, a quick Google search will tell us it is Alan Cumming.
Cumming? So
yeah.
No S at the end.
Okay, no S.
Alan Cumming.
Oh, okay. Just like the whole thing, the way he shows up, like when they all get there and they're all like having drinks on the lawn and he is standing there like kind of like just reading lines, like performing to somebody.
Exactly.
But they just like walk past him. It's just so good.
That's the best part. He's in a completely different show than like the rest of these people. And he is having such a good time. It's so good.
Now you... I know you. We used to watch The Real World and also The Challenge quite a bit.
Yeah, in like the
back
early
in the day.
2000s. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. There are a couple of people on here from The Challenge. Were mm-hmm. you excited to see any of them?
So, I know Johnny Bananas. Mm-hmm. I know CT. CT, by the way, has gotten like full, like, he looks like a Boston, like an old school Boston guy now. He
looks like a dad from Boston.
He does, yeah. And he is... low-key one of the most attractive, I want to say, guys from The Real World, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, and the thing. So I was excited to see him again. I was sad to see Johnny Bananas get kicked off so early because apparently he's very...
Spoiler alert!
Sorry.
This is not a spoiler-free recap of episodes 1 through 4, FYI.
Yes. So I was excited to see him. I was excited to see the Housewives because you told me. Like, Phaedra, of course. Phaedra, I will always sign up for Phaedra. And then Sheree and stuff like that. You know, one thing I realized is Big Brother has never made an impact on us.
Same.
And neither has, like, I want to say,
Survivor.
Survivor, exactly. We watched maybe, we followed maybe the first year, maybe the second year. But no, those are not our shows at all.
Mm-mm. No. I'm a Bravo bitch and an MTV bitch. And even trashily a VH1 bitch, but never a Like, CBS is just not it for me.
No, not at all. Especially Big Brother. Like, I don't know how anybody watches Big Brother.
No, I don't want to be offensive because a lot of our friends do. And offensive. By our friends, I mean my friends.
I'm sure they're going to take great offense to us talking trash about Big Brother.
But yeah, people came in here like watching the show rooting for, you know, because it's kind of broken up by like, so funny. There's like gamers, which are people from game shows, like shows where mm-hmm. you are doing competitive gaming reality TV. And then you have reality TV people. And then you have the odd politician, John, with the breathing issues.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was. I don't like
but it's here. But I prefer that better than the last season where they had normals on here. Mm-hmm. But you did have one sports person, Raheel.
Two technically.
One. I don't consider Marcus Jordan a sports person. I actually consider him a reality TV person because he's like pretty much on Real Housewives of Miami now.
Oh, is he on it? So yeah. One other thing, I don't know what order we're going to go into, but one of the things that tickled me like crazy was in the beginning of the first episode when they're doing like the credits and stuff, mm-hmm. they show Marcus Jordan like playing chess. And I'm like, yeah, noted chess player, Marcus Jordan.
What? Well, what are they going to do? Have him shoot hoops in the middle of Scotland?
Scotland. you know, you mentioned like how dramatic it is and stuff like that. I love the interstitials. Like, especially because like a lot of these people have to act like when yeah. they're like getting out of bed, if there's like something.
So funny. That's also new, showing them in their sleeping quarters. Because last year, that was one thing that confused me. It was like, when did they go off to sleep? And who sleeps where? Mm-hmm. And like, because essentially, they go to sleep at night, they wake up and they find out who's been murdered. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't sure what the setup was. I love that this season they showed us their sleeping quarters. But obviously, it's like these glamour shots of like hilariously Larsa reading.
Yeah.
And like... And like now, just people sleeping in bed with full face of makeup on, you know, stuff yeah. like that.
Now, we don't think that they're actually staying in the castle, right? Like most of it is a set.
No, they are staying in the castle.
I don't believe it. Like when yeah. the traitors are having their meeting or whatever, that's not actually the castle, is it?
You don't think so? It is. No. Yes. No.
It reminded me of I think this is just a Middle East and maybe UK thing. But the first time that they showed like the dungeon with Alan Cumming and the two traitors,
yeah,
it reminded me in that moment of the Crystal Maze. Do you remember the Crystal Maze?
Of course I remember the Crystal Maze. Crystal Maze, was that also hosted by a Scottish man or am I just making that up?
No, it was hosted by an Englishman.
Okay. Not guy, the same.
I don't know what his name is, but he's a guy who I believe came up with Rocky Horror Picture Show. That's that guy.
Yeah. Okay, I Googled it. The traitor's host revealed that not even the cast stays in the castle.
Of course.
They all stay in a far less glamorous Iverness Airport Hotel.
Yeah, of course. That was one of my I don't know if we're going to go in order, but like that was one of my favorite things when one of the guys when one of the cast members got kicked off. Do you want to go in order?
Let's go in order of the episodes. So, first episode, they're all getting to know each other. You didn't watch the show, but I watched one season of it called Bling Empire. That's where the Asian guy Kevin is from.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin's a dumbass.
Kevin, now I don't know if this is racist of me or not, but he is giving me Jason from the good Kristen Bell show, The Good Life. No,
The Good Place.
The Good Place, yeah. He yeah. is giving me Jason from The Good Place.
Yeah, I can see that. Also, like, bordering on racist, I think, but yeah. I can see the comparison because he also is a dumbass. He's a dummy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And so attractive.
Yeah.
So we find out on episode one, they pick the traitors and they do it by Alan walking around in a slow circle and just tapping people on the shoulder. And then, you know, chaos ensues right after that because people just start blaming people stuff. And I love Larsa because she's like, guys, listen, my hearing is really good. It's like Larsa says things with such conviction that I'm like, I see why people believe her. But she's just like, no, you guys, like my hearing is like really good. You guys, like I heard his jacket. I could like feel the vibe of his jacket tapping Parvati on the shoulder.
Yeah, she felt the vibration, she said. It's amazing. I was like, what? We can do that?
Yeah. And then you had John, the politician, having a panic attack, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like he had that situation where you're like, I have to stay extremely quiet, so I'm just not going to breathe. Yeah. And then you like, you're like, oh no, I can't sustain this any longer. And if I gulp, I'll be given away. And then at some point you're like, it's all unraveling. That's it. Yeah. I'm done.
Exactly. I'm done. Exactly.
Yeah. I forgot what the first mission was on episode. Oh, they had the mission and like the, with the swimming and the shield and the maps. And the shield.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you were in that situation in these challenges, would you always go for a shield instead of completing the mission?
I was going to ask you. So I think I can survive on personality for at least the first couple of episodes.
You I was going mean? To say you would kill it on a show like Traitors.
I think so. Because you, I think what I would be like, I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm going to the CVS in Edinburgh. You guys need anything? I can pick up stuff. This guy is a good guy.
Yes. You would run two errands for them and they'd be like, we can't get rid of Raheel. Yeah. Yep. Who's going to be our little errand boy?
On the other hand, too loud.
No, I would get kicked off right away. First right of away. All, I'm too cunning. I have too many opinions. I would immediately think that I know. I'm like Larsa. I would immediately think that I know who the person is.
Exactly. You can hear vibrations. You've always said that.
It was actually the first words of out of my mouth as a child. I come in too bold, too confident. And I would immediately get picked off.
Yep, exactly.
I would be seen as a threat.
Yeah.
You would actually be a threat, but you would mask yourself so well as a traitor. You would be an amazing traitor.
Yeah, I would be. Nobody would buy it.
I would dangle my traitorness in people's faces. I would just tell people, like, I'll just get people to kick you off. You know how they're like, oh, you can't get into a fight with someone and then kill them the next day as traitors. Mm-hmm. I would be like, no, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know some of these people, like these Love Island people. I don't know them because I don't watch that show. But Ek and Sue is just so gorgeous.
She's so hot. What kind of name is Ek and Sue?
I think she's Turkish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I may have made that up. Let's see. Ek and Sue. But yeah, she is stunning.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like, she, her like, last oh, name.
All of these people are.
Yeah, know, she's British. She's a British Turkish person because her last name has two umlauts and a U in it, like a U accent. It's CULCULOGLU.
Okay, I'm not even gonna attempt.
I don't know how to pronounce that.
Yeah.
It's actually pronounced Juljoloiju. Juljoloilu. That's what Wikipedia says. But yeah, she's Turkish. Gosh, she's so hot.
She, you know, like I'm watching the show. I'm like, oh, everybody's kind of in like the same on like the same level for me. I have some favorites, some people I don't know. Mm-hmm. Dan sucks, by the way.
I'm sure
we're gonna get to him. But like Ekansu, from time to time she like pops on screen and I'm like, oh my gosh, she's so hot. Like it takes me out of the show.
She has this whole monologue in the first episode. I just wrote down reasons for why she's smart and none of it actually makes any sense.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah.
She's so good. Well, the first mission, a bunch of people, Janelle gets a shield and the traitors get to banish someone. It's the traitors are picked. It's Dan from Big Brother and Phaedra from Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah, Dan sucks. Like, even his, like, interview scenes, I'm like, are you reading? Like, what? You're so unnatural. I hate you so much.
I hate that guy. Right away, he's, you know, fully just, like a white male who's like, ah, this is people are not expecting me. But this is what I was chosen for. I am the chosen one. Nobody's going to see it coming. He's, like, so excited. And also, he, like, downplays Phaedra right away. He's like, well, you know, she's just a housewife. And it's like, no, bitch, she's a lawyer.
Yes, she's a famous lawyer and also a business owner of many funeral homes.
Yeah, exactly. And she's a lawyer and a funeral director. What are you, Dan?
Yeah, what are, I don't know what Dan's job is besides being on Big Brother. So like, fuck you, Dan. Yeah, I hated that he was like, well, she's not really used to anything because she's just a housewife. It was awful. And that's from that moment forward, I said, Dan can get fucked. Okay.
Dan King. And he's also a terrible player. He's like, well, you know, nobody's going to see me coming, but he's so obvious.
Yes.
That's why people pick up on it. Phaedra, on the other hand, does not change her personality one bit. She's like, you know what? This is a game. I am good enough on my personality. I don't need to do anything extra. I'm just going to continue.
And
go
I because think
people like me.
Yeah. And I think that's why kind of running ahead, spoiler alert, they feel threatened. Even the traitors feel threatened by Phaedra.
Exactly.
The first mission ends and they have murdered Johnny Bananas. We find out in episode two. Alan comes in and does his little monologue and he says, "You know what's not on the breakfast menu? Bananas." Oh, God. Johnny Bananas is gone, and Trishelle just decides to pick on the black trans woman.
It's amazing. Trishelle's energy in that moment is like a white lady asking an 8-year-old if they have like a permit for a lemonade stand.
You know what I mean? So bad.
She's like, oh no, I read it. I found you out. Like, oh no, it's almost like somebody saying, like, no, those are gang signs. No, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like the way I was accused, if you haven't heard the episode, about using secret coded language to alert Hamas.
Really?
Remember that guy who was like blaming us? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I barely know what words mean. Anyway, so they basically they come for Peppermint, which is useless. I don't know why they do this. But this is the episode where my favorite thing is like everybody trying to figure out their strategy and like talking about it. They're like, guys, we just need to figure out who's lying to us. And then people around them are like, yeah, you're right. They always just like react to it like it's the smartest thing in the world. It's just so silly. I forgot what the mission was in episode two.
I don't remember either. Was that the one with like the scarecrow?
Oh, yeah. It was the one with the scarecrow where they get to ask shady questions. And then it's just so funny to me to see like Marcus Jordan like really try to play like he has a personality. Like, it's just weird to me because it's like, here's this person who claimed to be like out of the spotlight for his whole life and just like was his dad's son, like no big deal. And like now he's coming in his 30s as like a full-fledged reality TV person. It's just so strange to me.
I don't understand like his personality is just a reality TV personality, but like why he gets the reputation that he does. Everyone's like, oh no, Marcus is very smart. Marcus is like, what?
His girlfriend is Larsa. How smart could he be? Truly.
By the way, this was my first real life exposure to Larsa Pippen. And I had no idea that this is who she was. I thought that, you know, you see like one of my friends is really obsessed with Larsa Pippen's Instagram. And I was like, okay, maybe she's just like a hot. No, Larsa Pippen has a lot going on in terms of being a character. It's amazing.
You want to expand on that a little bit?
I will when we get to when Marcus gets kicked off.
It's amazing. So episode two, everyone comes for Peppermint and she is banished. And that sends, what's his name, Deontay into just a tailspin. He does not like Deontay banishing people. And it's so funny. It's as if people really think that these people died.
Yeah, it's poor Deontay was taking it too seriously. Like, Phaedra's like, oh, child, just relax. It's too much for him. I felt so bad for him. He's like, I don't like that feeling. It's like, dude, you know, she's at a Holiday Inn Express, like down the street. She's
not dead. I know. And also, it's not like these people can go home after they're banished because then otherwise people would find out. So they just hang out there until the show is over.
Yeah.
Episode three.
Oh, we should also point out that Parvati has been selected as another.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So by episode two, that's when they pick a third traitor, and it's Parvati. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not familiar with her because she's a Survivor person, and I'm not a CBS reality TV girl. So
my only thoughts on Parvati, this is also my first time coming across her, and I was going to ask you, is she makes a very deliberate choice of wearing headbands. And I don't know how I feel about somebody in their 40s wearing a headband with every outfit. I don't trust it.
I think it's intentional because I think a headband gives schoolgirl, and a schoolgirl is like automatically making you look like an innocent.
Yeah, exactly. But again, you're a lady in your 40s. What are you doing with a headband?
Also, whenever things are getting really tense and they cut to Parvati's face, she's making like an intentionally like paying attention face. And I'm like, This is so fake. Like, and again, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, you guys are all really dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. Episode 3, they have another mission. This one is this the one where they have the graveyard thing with the lights?
With the lights and stuff like that.
And this is where I didn't really know this man before, but this is Bergy from Love Island. And I'm like, how? I love that his whole thing is like, people think that I'm like manipulative, easy to manipulate, and like I'm not. Or like, people just think like I like can't do anything by myself, but like I can. And I'm like, first of all, I don't know how old you are. Secondly, like, I don't know. I feel like there's like a diagnosis there. Like, I can't tell what's going on with Bergy.
See, you're a bad person. I love Bergy.
First of all, I'm not saying he's a bad person, okay? I'm just saying, how did this sweet baby boy end up on reality TV?
He's great. Okay, I love Bergy.
Like, I feel like somebody said to Bergy, like, yeah, Bergy, you would do great on reality TV. So he was like, okay. And so he just like applied and there he is. Now, again, I don't know his personality from Love Island. It's possible he's a dick. I don't know. But yeah, sweet Bergy finally gets them some money because he's like, guys, listen to me. Please, guys, listen to me. And then he finally, they do listen to him and they get some money.
Marcus gets kicked off before that, right?
They've got another banishing with Parvati on, and this time Marcus has been killed. And Larsa reacts to it again, like it's a real death.
Larsa, this is my favorite part of the show, I think, so far, is Alan Cumming hands her, like, Marcus's picture frame, and she accepts it like a World War II widow, like, accepting, like, an honor flag, and she's, like, crying, and she's like, I will avenge his death. Like, she's like Liam Neeson in Taken. It's amazing.
It's so stupid. It's so awesome. And she's like, guys, like, I'm like really serious. Like, I will find out who the traitor is, guys. Like, I'm like, and here's the thing. Larsa gets so close because she's like, something's up with Dan.
Yeah.
Something's up with Dan, you guys. I could tell something's up with Dan. And I don't know what happens. It's Deontay. Deontay suddenly turns everybody on to Max from Dancing with the Stars. Max, who I feel like is barely there. Like, they're like, because you were giggling at the last banishment when Peppermint. First of all, Max was the only person being like, it's not Peppermint, you guys. You guys are obviously just, it's a herd mentality.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's Peppermint. You guys are being ridiculous. And then Deontay's like, well, Max giggled when Peppermint got banished. So, and again, Deontay gets really into it. They banish Max. As soon as Max is like, I'm a faithful, Deontay loses his mind.
Yeah.
He can't handle it.
He can't go on.
He can't go on. There's just sadness. Larsa is a widow grieving. And Deontay, like, they have that party because now the new, they get the traitors are sent a letter that they need to do a murder in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everybody's like moving around the house and partying or whatever. Deontay at one point just sat like he's mumbling to himself and he goes up, he's like, I can't do this, you guys, I can't. I'm like, somebody needs to tell this man that they're still alive.
Poor Deontay. I really felt bad for him in that moment because I think he was close to Max and like he already felt bad about like, you know, what they did to Peppermint. And so like when he came for Max, he was sure. He was like, no, I am sure. And then that illusion got destroyed. I like Max. Do you like Max?
I'm with Max. I don't care about Max. Like, I feel no way good or bad about Max. He was like, okay, he's there.
I like Max because he gave Trishelle shit after she got Peppermint kicked off. And then she just tries just like, any other like privileged lady. She just comes and tries to sit with them. And Max is like, you know, that was your doing. This is your fault. And then Trishelle starts to cry and she leaves.
Yeah. Now this murder in plain sight. This is when I was watching this and I was like, oh God, I hate myself for how much I love the show. I was panicked watching this.
Yeah.
Man.
And, you know, that's the thing about this show is the challenges are pretty good. I was like, it was really tense. Now, in that scenario, I don't think there's any way that you would take the cup of anybody else and take a drink from it. But I think I would.
You would happily. Yeah. You would be so easy to murder. But also, I was like, why didn't you just murder Bergy? Like,
yeah,
that would have been an easy one.
Mm-hmm. He would have drank it right away.
He would have drank it, but then he would have also remembered who gave him the drink, you know? Yep. And also, Parvati's so stupid. She was like, okay, I'm the bartender today. I'm like, bitch, what are you doing? And I love that Phaedra is onto their shit, because she's like, what you're not going to do is try to murder one of my people.
Yep.
And the fact that already early on, even before they had recruited Parvati, Dan and Parvati had already started talking to each other and like trying to confide with each other. So I have a feeling, and this is going into conspiracy theory land, but I have a feeling that all these CBS people talked to each other before they got on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, listen, if one of us is a traitor, we're going to save each other. And then at the end, it'll just be like us playing against each other. And like best man wins.
But I think maybe the Bravo people also do that. Right? I mean, there's familiarity. So that makes sense. Like Phaedra, there's a reason why she's like, no, nobody's coming after Sheree.
Yeah, but that's also her friend. Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I think it's different because the housewives are actually sort of friends with each other. Like the Bravo people are like Phaedra and Tamara, and they're like actually friends. Whereas like the gamers are actually been competing with each other on all these shows. So they're actually like enemies from the same shows.
Yeah. I like how Tamara was the one that was obsessed with the asthma, right?
Hilarious. She was like, John, do you have an inhaler? And he's like, no, I'm not. And then they're like, you said that you had asthma. And he said, no, I said I was asthmatic. And she's like, no, that's not what you said. You said that you have it, that you have asthma. And if you have asthma, you should have an inhaler. It's like,
John was like, I have a touch of the asthma.
Oh, God. They do this murder in plain sight. They get Ekansu to drink from the chalice. Sweet baby girl has no idea she's even done it.
Yeah.
But the next episode opens with, episode 4 opens with everybody walking into the breakfast room and nobody has died. And I loved before everybody actually came in, when Phaedra and Dan and Parvati are talking, and Parvati tells Phaedra that it was Ekansu. She just keeps going, child, no, not Ekansu. Sweet Jesus, not Ekansu. I just like love that's Phaedra's like baseline all the time. That's why she's not going to be caught. And I think that's why they are so threatened by her.
Yeah, exactly. Also some racism.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For sure. There's cliques. There's the Bravo clique. There's the gamer clique. There's what they call the faithful clique. And then there's just dumbass Kevin. I like that at one point, Tamara's like, I'm just going to vote for Kevin because he's annoying.
Yeah. Because he chews with his mouth open.
Okay. That's a solid reason to kill somebody, in my opinion. Yeah. They have this funeral event. Incredible.
You know, I was going to ask you, I would not last. I cannot get into a coffin. No way, no how. You cannot get me into a coffin. That is my nightmare.
I'm extremely claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. So I would not have appreciated that. But
I've never gotten an MRI or a CT scan for that reason. I probably should have had like 7 so far.
So many. No, I've gotten a couple of those. They're not that bad.
I can't. No.
Yeah.
No way. I would freak out.
Yeah. You'd be like, it's me, I'm the one, I did it. Okay, that would be how they get you. I like the point where the first question is something about like age, and then MJ is like, no.
Nope. Mm-mm. Not today.
And then Sandra is like, I thought Larsa was 10 years older than me.
Sandra, we haven't talked about Sandra, but Sandra is awesome.
Yeah.
I love her. Because she's part of like the Bravo clique. But then she's also like, to Larsa, she's just like, I don't like you. You have a big mouth. I think you talk too much.
Sandra's not a Bravo person.
She isn't, but she put herself in the Bravo.
Oh, clique. And did the click. Yeah. Yeah. Look at you. Herself. You paid more attention than I did. The funeral was very, very dramatic, but very fun. I had a great time. And I just love that at some point, Ekansu is just like, you know what? It's me, isn't it? It's just me. And I, again, Trishel hating on Ekansu for no reason at all.
Yeah.
She sucks.
I think Trishelle and Dan are my least favorite people.
I've hated Trishelle since the beginning, can I just say?
Yep, exactly.
Since just the worst.
She was what, Vegas?
Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
No. Yeah, that's when Real World got real slutty.
Yeah.
It was Trishelle. Anyway, yeah, so they have this dramatic funeral. They don't win any money. Ekansu is dead. And then they go to the voting. And this is when it really goes Bravo versus gamers. And Parvati and Dan basically decide that they are going to come together and betray their fellow traitor and say, let's just put the target on the housewives, because somebody's going to figure us out first before they figure out Phaedra. Phaedra will never get caught. So let's just put it on them. And we have an all out housewives versus gamers roundtable, which was delightful to me because I was obviously pro housewife.
Yeah.
And I loved when Phaedra was like, don't fucking play this game with me. Okay. These people are strangers to me too. Don't you do this shit to me. And it just, it brought me a lot of joy. And also Parvati's like, they perform all the time. They're housewives. They're constantly performing. I'm like, no, unfortunately, yes, there is some performance as a housewife, but as you could see, these people are just cuckoo banunu on their own. Look at Larsa.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're just naturally like dramatic and theatrical people, right?
Yeah.
Like, whereas, I think Phaedra, it's like the prestige. Like, the, you know, the trick is to stay in character the entire time. Like, you never see Phaedra outside of character.
So exactly.
When it takes her like less than half a second to figure out what the fuck Parvati and Dan are doing. She's like, no, bitch, you don't try this with me.
Yeah, it's amazing. Incredible. And that's why, okay, so also in this is when Larsa, I don't know what it was, something happens where, oh, Janelle comes for Larsa. Janelle's the one that campaigns everybody against Larsa during the banishment. And she says something about like, I think that you're weird. She says something like, I just think that I can't trust you. And then Larsa's like, well, I think you're weird, so maybe that's why I can't trust you. It's just like, great. It was just Larsa in her prime doing her Larsa thing. Now, do you like Larsa?
I'm going to miss her on the show, I think. I think the show is going to miss her personality. She was a lot of fun.
She was. Real Housewives of Miami.
One of the breakfast things, Larsa's like, everybody from my inner circle is dead. Like, it's all about her. I was like, oh, you delusional kook. This is amazing.
I know. She's like, you guys really think I would kill my own boyfriend? He's alive.
Right down the street. He's having a continental breakfast as we speak.
He's at the same hotel that you are staying at night, where you go. Larsa's banished. A funny thing is when they go around voting, I think some people vote for Kevin just on the basis of him being annoying. But Phaedra writes his name Kelvin. The episode ends with a meeting with the traitors and Phaedra giving it to Parvati.
Yep.
No. I love it. Nobody fucking likes you and they think that you're a traitor. Parvati.
And she goes, and you don't try that either, Dan. The best.
It's so good. Yeah, so it's like really obvious what's happening here. And and also like those women might be like performers, but like these guys are only famous for backstabbing each other on these game shows. That's what Survivor and Big Brother are all about. So why would we think anything else? Well, at some point also CT starts to get votes. Oh, this is the one where they tried to vote for CT against Larsa.
Because there's like an alpha male thing, but like it has to be an alpha male who's in charge of this entire thing.
It's so silly. The alpha male thing is so stupid. But also like the fact that she's like, yeah, you're like getting rid of all the alphas and like you're the only alpha left. Like the fact that she speaks that way, and as I'm like, Larsa's just, I know exactly the kind of person she is. And it's the worst kind of person.
Yeah. Also the best kind of person.
Okay.
The worst and the best.
Larsa, do you know this is Larsa's like fourth face? Have you seen what Larsa Pippen used to look like?
I remember Larsa Pippen from 1997 when she got married to Scottie Pippen. And I remember seeing a picture of her in, I think People. And I was like, oh my God, that lady's so beautiful. But yeah, I have not followed the changing faces of Larsa Pippen, but it was something.
Yeah, her face is brand new. In this show, her voice is probably the voice that she uses regularly with her old face. But on Real Housewives of Miami, she talks like this all the time. She never like really raises her voice. She has like a soft like baby girl voice. But I like in this one where she's like, my boyfriend is dead. And I will avenge his death. There was a shot of, I think it's Phaedra, Larsa, MJ, and Tamara walking out during the funeral. And they're just like in furs. It looks like a scene from The Sopranos. Like, it's so stupid. Now, who do you think wins this whole thing?
I hope Phaedra wins. Yeah. I'm pulling for Phaedra and... Is it with Bergie?
Bergie and Phaedra.
I like Bergie. I think that would make a good... I want to get rid of Dan right away. I want Dan to be found out. Also, like, the Faithfuls are just doing a terrible job.
They're so dumb.
It's so bad.
They're so, so stupid. And they get so easily distracted by the dumbest things. Like, the fact that they voted Peppermint out because Peppermint had a reaction that Trishelle, like, found suspicious because Trishelle is racist. Yeah. Like, that. Or, like, even, like, you know, Max. Well, Max's behavior changed a little bit. So, like, now we don't believe him. Right? And, like, Marcus got killed. Oh, who else got banished? Yeah, and then Larsa, right? It's only been three people banished so far and everybody else has been killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they just voted on Larsa because, again, I think that now they're coming for Housewives. And
I think so, too. Yeah. I feel like the producers were not anticipating the Faithfuls being as bad as they are. So they're going to have to change the rules because they are just dropping cast members left and right.
There's but that's the point of the show.
There's like five people that have been kicked off and, you know, that are no longer on the show. And they've all been Faithful.
I would love for you to watch season one in your fever dream stage right now that you're in because it's so bad and it's so good. It's just like the best show. Ugh. The missions are so good. Everybody also comes in with a confidence that is it just remains unchallenged except for when they are absolutely wrong and then they're like whoops. Like Sheree will randomly throw a random vote out there and then I think when they voted off Max or something or Larsa, she turns around and she's like, oh no, I think maybe it was Peppermint. She's like, this is because of you guys. Well, you also voted her off.
And then she's like, I'm not happy about what happened. And she's like, yeah, you voted for her.
So stupid.
I like Max in that story, in that part when he's just like, because Trichelle's trying to make it like a big thing. Like, oh no, the reaction. And Max is like, it's non-story. Non-story. I don't think anything happened.
I know.
I miss Max. I like that guy.
All right. Wow. Look at you.
He reminded me a little bit of Ryan Gosling and Barbie. Just, no?
I mean, I don't see it, but congratulations to you, I guess. Well, I'm glad I got you on the traitor's hook. Unfortunately, they're only doing episodes, one episode a week, which I think is bullshit. What's the point of having a streaming platform if you're going to drop one episode a week like a cable television show?
But they're hour-long episodes. So I was thinking, I was like, can each episode be like 45 minutes? It probably could if you take away the interstitials and stuff like that. But I'm like, do I want to get rid of the
interstitials? No.
It's amazing.
It's a full 59-minute show. A full 59-minute show without ads. Like, if you're watching Peacock with ads, first of all, don't. It's like $6 to pay for Peacock without ads, okay? But there's so many cutaways, dramatic cutaways to commercial when there's no commercial. You would be sitting there for 3 hours watching one episode. Ugh, it's so good. Well, Raheel, thanks. Thanks for spending your afternoon with evening, your Friday night with none other than Alan Cumming himself.
Yes.
I'm glad that it was delightful, and I'm glad you finished it in a week. I mean, in a day.
In a day. Four straight episodes. I was just like, am I going to do this? After midway through the third episode, I was like, yeah, I don't think this train is stopping. I think I want to see what happens.
Listen, I feel like I've never led you astray.
You know, I think you like Scary Island more than I do.
Well, no, I watch Scary Island. When you say Scary Island, do you mean Ultimate Girls Trip?
The Scary Island, the first one.
No, listen, I had watched Scary Island with you when we recapped it recently for the first time after probably the first time it aired. Mm-hmm. And my feelings had changed because I'm a different person now. With mental health issues themselves, okay. Oh, you're muted. Oh, you're muted.
You're muted. I'm sorry. My feelings on this show now are I'm actually recommending it to people.
You're recommending Traitors to people. Yeah. Oh, great. I love that. Well, thanks, Raheel. Thanks for being here. I'll be back later next week to talk about whatever Bravo stuff. Okay, bye.